What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? A couple of things. One is, first of all, what this guy just said about Russia, I mean, this is so dumb. You can find out all you want about Russia. Just go online, see how people live there. America and other people visiting Russia. And I also know some people that visited Russia. Okay, so, and they loved it. It was great. If anything, they have more freedom right now than we do. Really come to that. And Putin has shown he's more of a Christian than most of these clowns, like a guy like Pompeo, who's nothing but a Zionist, Christian Zionist cultist, end of time cultist, a very dangerous piece of you-know-what. And the other thing I wanted to mention is about housing. I think what's going to happen is you're going to see huge migration out of New York. Not only New York, other big cities too. And the housing prices are going to drop radically, and it's probably going to benefit a lot of people. It'll make the rents lower, much lower. House prices affordable. At the same time, I think what's going to happen is in very rural places, you're going to see land prices really go up. You can really buy, I get this thing called Landio. You really can buy some real, and I'd love to do it, but most of my family lives here in, the North Carolina area. So I love to go out there, like Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, and they got real cheap land, like acres of land.
Yes.
Really rural area, right in the mountains, for very, very low cost. And there's no restrictions. You could put a mobile home on it. You could do one of these small homes on it. Anything else. These are the places I think that are going to become more valuable now. They're going to become more expensive because people are going to want to get out of here. They don't trust this government. They don't trust what's going on. What else is, what other kind of biological bombshell may they drop on us? I really don't think people are going to put up with this much longer. Now, as far as, how we're going to resist all of this, I think you were talking about the possibility of violence. I think what may precipitate, probably will precipitate violence, if they try to forcibly vaccinate everybody. I think that's when it's going to hit the fan. You're going to have these militias that are going to rebel. A lot of other people, say you're not going to forcibly vaccinate me. You're not going to put some kind of Bill Gates tattoo on me that, under my skin. Those that when I've been vaccinated and all, I think that's when if you're going to see violence. That's when it's going to come.
Yeah.
Because this is America, and we may have lost, the government is evil. I really think our government is out and out evil. I think our corporate oligarchy, especially the, technocrats, these tech companies, they're evil. I think that's what people are going to fight against. And that doesn't really represent America. You're not going to forcibly vaccinate me, okay? It ain't going to happen. I've never taken a flu shot, never planned on taking one. With this thing, unless I knew absolutely sure that this thing was safe and that Bill Gates didn't have his filthy hands all over it, I wouldn't take this thing because you don't know what they might put in there. As bad as COVID-19 is, that might be a lot worse. I believe in sunshine. I was out in the sun today. I believe in good, healthy foods, lots of zinc, lots of vitamin C, vitamin D, especially D3, which is also the sun, vitamin A. And that's what I think is the best thing Americans can do right now, okay? Because we cannot just let this government turn us into a police state. Too many people have died to keep this country free through the years. World War II, Revolutionary War, Civil War, wars like that. we just can't let them do this. That's Mike. It's just, you know, just got to stop. As far as what they're doing now, as far as the, you know, locking down areas, they better show they have good reason to do it. All right? Because I'm hearing too much stuff that this isn't really, you know, empty hospitals. You know, even though they say the hospitals are crowded and all that, and turning away patients. And people like Jason Goodman, I don't know if you know who he is, Crowdsourced Truth. He's walking around
yes.
New York City, and he's exposing a lot of this stuff. I have really big doubts. And that guy, what's his name, O'Keefe?
Yes.
He interviewed, evidently he talked to a National Guardsman. The Guardsman said, no, don't worry about this, it's just a fluke. And nobody was wearing a mask either. And by the way, when Russia delivered all that stuff yesterday, I was watching it on YouTube before I turned you on. And you noticed a lot of these Port Authority police and a lot of these other airport workers, they weren't wearing masks. So I don't know what the deal is, Mike. I really don't. I know that I don't trust this government. I don't trust the media, or at least the corporate media. I don't trust any of that stuff. I really don't know. Now, I know it's a real virus out there, and I know it's making people very sick. I know somebody used to work with years ago in New York City who's in a coma right now, a medically induced coma, but he had, what do you call that, COPD? In other words,
yeah.
He had problems with lungs before. On top of that, he was part of their rescue thing in 9/11, when, of course, they didn't warn how poisonous the air was. But his lungs were in bad shape as it is. But like I said, Mike, I don't trust these people. I just don't trust them. Anything that Bill Gates got his dirty hands on, I definitely don't trust. You know, when we talk about Nazis, not just like a virus mutates, Nazis mutate. A Nazi is no longer somebody, you know, marching along. Yeah, you got those too, but those are clowns. Those are idiots marching along with black uniforms and black boots and giving a Sieg Heil. That's not a Nazi today. A Nazi today is a eugenist like Bill Gates, who basically hates people, period, and wants to kill as many as possible and wants to vaccinate and put sterilize people, sterilize kids, goes around, especially into Africa, and committing some horrible crimes. And yet people think that this SOB really means us any good, which he doesn't. Man is evil incarnate, as is his wife, as is that whole foundation. And I'm sorry, Mike, I can't help but think he's got his hands all over this. I don't know what you think, Mike.
Well, it's no secret that Bill Gates has been pushing for the idea of sterilizing people through vaccination. And I'm with you. I don't trust anybody who's holding a needle in their hand, saying the government mandates this, because the government is not really interested in what's best for us individuals here. I'm part of that 60% who thinks our current political system is set up to favor the rich and powerful, and not the ordinary working American.
Absolutely. 100% right, Mike. Absolutely right. And that's another thing, too. I think once this is over, this might be the end of capitalism, we know it. Okay, I don't know we're going to have communism. I don't think we'll have but I think we're going to have some kind of a hybrid system. I think people are sick and tired of watching these thieves steal our treasure, steal our country, period, buy off the political leaders who are supposed to represent us, not the, you know, the 1%, or less than 1% even. That's not what this country is supposed to be about. And
no.
People keep saying, this is socialism, this is socialism. No, it's not. This is predatory capitalism, Mike. That's what's doing. Well, yeah, you could say fascism too, but I call it predatory capitalism, because they eat up everything that's nailed down everywhere. They push people out. They buy up. You know, one of the reasons why homes and apartments are so expensive in places like New York, L.A., San Francisco, you know, that is after the last housing crash, hedge fund managers buying these places up. That's why people should refuse to pay their rents now until this thing is over. And the government should back, and if Trump has any guts, he backed him up. He said, no, you don't have to pay your rents, you don't have to pay mortgage, because most of this stuff is owned by these billionaire hedge fund scum, okay? That's who owns these a lot of these places. And, you know, we need to break them. We need to take their money. We need to tax them out of existence. We need to end. There's no reason to be a billionaire. There's no reason to have that kind of money. There really isn't. That I agree with Bernie Sanders. If you had a proper tax structure, you wouldn't have billionaires. Millionaires, yeah. But billionaires, no. You don't need $1 billion, Mike. You certainly don't need 100-something billion dollars like Bezos got, or 70-something billion dollars like Bloomberg has. You don't need that kind of money. Okay? You're just using that money to gain power, to buy up political power on top of it, to bully people around. It's weaponized. That's what it is. We need to do something about that, Mike, or they're going to destroy this country, and it's very close to being destroyed as it is. And that's all I got to say, buddy. All right? You be good. You be well.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to go to John in Vancouver. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. All the best to you and Claire. Might not remember me. I've been following you for about 10 years. Might have called you twice. But sometimes I have to call, and your previous call is right. I think the guy who was talking about Russia, Mitch, I think his name was, he has no idea. I was there last year. I went to see Rammstein at the Olympic Stadium, Luzhniki Stadium, and I spent 2 weeks in Moscow and went all over the place. Nobody was nobody's following me. You know, they had Domino's Pizza. You know, everything that you would imagine in the West, and it's such a great place, you know, such a magnificent place. So I think, you know, unless you speak to somebody who actually has been there, you don't know what it's like. I mean, it really is. It really is. It's coming out of grinding communism, 70 years of that, and it got pillaged coming out of communism. So that's, you know, Putin's addressed that. And the one thing I know, and can't be argued, I don't think, is that as a leader, his number one priority is the people of Russia. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. I'd also agree that he's a true statesman. He's out there trying to prevent wars all over the planet, as opposed to our leadership, which is trying to start them everywhere they can.
Yeah, I live 5 miles from the U.S. border. I'm here in Vancouver, so it's just I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of that the whole Russia BS. And like when he sent that plane load of supplies in there, you know, it didn't even make a blip on the media, not really, you know. And yet, you know, even Canada's got troops stationed right on the Russian border in Latvia. For what? I mean, are they? It's I think it's provocation. And that's nothing to say, like, what the provocation that the U.S. has done against Russia and the Ukraine and the sanctions and everything else. And this is the turnaround. Just the other day, or just a week or so ago, the Saudis and the Russians are now going to crush the U.S. shale. And that is, that's going to be devastating for the U.S. oil industry. And on top of this COVID, and on top of this, the huge financial, like, you guys got swindled for another $5 trillion. And you haven't seen the end of that. It just boggles my mind. And, I don't like Justin Trudeau. I really don't. But compared to the leadership that's been shown down there, and the way... you know, the U.S. government has totally catered to the big banks and the big, you know, to Boeing and so forth. The actual government of Canada is helping people out. You know, they're doing loan deferrals, rent deferrals, and you'll eventually have to pay the money back. You know, people aren't going to be kicked out onto the street either. I think it's just a different mindset up here. And I'm not Canadian, obviously, but I think it's just I don't know. Canadians are a little just more chilled out. That's my opinion.
Well, thank you for the information on Moscow. That was more in line with what I'm getting from people who've been there, people I know who live in Russia. And, it's become quite westernized. They've got Domino's Pizza, and they've got McDonald's, and they've And again, following the collapse of the Soviet Union and the establishment of the republics, things did get better for the ordinary Russian people, and they're not really communist any longer. In fact, they're becoming more capitalist than the United States is. As far as our own financial situation, again, it goes back to that private central bank. And in the past, as nations enslaved to private central banks collapsed, the private central banks in other nations would come in and bail them out and start the process all over again.
Yeah.
But we may be looking, because of globalism, we may see the entire system come down all around the globe all at once. And that would be an opportunity to free ourselves from private central banking and go back to an honest money system.
That would be a great thing. Anyway, Mike, I've took enough of your time up. Great to talk to you again, and I will hang up. Bye-bye.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
That's what I said yesterday, Mike. I said, the Russians sent us stuff. They didn't have to. You know, they could have just said, well, you know, thanks to your sanctions, we can't make enough ventilators to give you extra. You know, they could have done that, right? But instead, they sent us all this equipment, you know, ventilators, PPEs, and all this other stuff. They didn't have to. You know, they got their own country and their own people to worry about. But you know what, Mike? You know why they had to send it and we're asking for help? Because we blew it all on our phony wars. That's it,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
We spent how many trillions?
Our corporate media is trying to trivialize what Putin did by saying it's just a Kremlin publicity stunt.
I saw that. This Channel 4 guy, he goes, it's just a publicity stunt. Russia don't have enough to take care of their own people. Russia's got 40,000 ventilators. How many we got? You know? So it's funny how these people, it's to the last American, Mike, you know? Like, they're willing to go push the lie, and let us all die. I don't get those ventilators from these evil Russians or the Chinese, you know. Where do you think we're getting our ventilators from, people? They're coming from China. You think in the next 3 weeks we're going to have any enough equipment? This is where Paul from New Jersey, I got to differ from him, because I'm from New Jersey, and Paul's right on a lot of things, but Trump needs to do a national lockdown. I'm going to tell you why. All the states have to be closed down. You can't have states open doing business as usual, but people coming in and going, because that's going to take up resources that other states need, right? I mean, if people in Florida need ventilators, which that state should have been closed more than a month ago, those ventilators wouldn't have to go to Florida, right? They'd go to New York and all the, you know, the bigger state that have a lot more people. But instead, you know, Florida, like I said, it was all about economics, Mike, with Spain, Italy, even the U.S. This stuff should have been done 3 months ago. You know, we're playing catch-up. And there's no way this thing is over by August. This is going for the end of the year, because this is not a seasonal thing. It's happening in Africa. So if somebody sneezes in Africa, the person next to it most likely is going to get this thing. So the whole heat issue is kind of like irrelevant, right? I mean, if the person gets it in their lungs, that's it. You know, like they have a 50% chance of getting sick or a 50% chance of kicking it out. But this is not over by a long shot. And some of your listeners are like, oh, I'm going to pick liberty. But the problem is, man, if you're going to pick liberty, at least be safe about it. Like when you go to the store, I went to the store today. They got 6-foot signs, plexiglass up. You know, and more people are wearing masks. Unfortunately, not the N95 N100s. You know, I have an N100, but a lot of people are just using what they can have. They're even scarves. You know, can you hold me over?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to hold you over. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, like I said, Mike, when I went out to the store, you know, there's people who got masks on, even though they're not the mask they should be wearing, but it's better than nothing. People had scarves on. That's all they can get. But some people still, if Russia and Iran and Saudi Arabia and Israel and all these countries are locking down, it's a global scam? It's a global hoax. Come on. You know, SARS and MERS is real, folks. You know, smallpox is real. These things are real. You know, they don't happen all the time, but, you know, to say, I mean, I don't know his name, Mike, but the guy who called in from Virginia, he wants to live his life. But you do realize you want to live your life, but you have an incubation period. You can have it in your body. You'll spread it to your wife, to your mom, to your dad, to your kids, to your friends. And all those days, you know, you might not get ill, but you have that virus. You'll be spreading it. But to say, oh, you know, it's not, you know, because, you know, I still hear that. It's like, oh, it's not as bad as it is. Well, Britain had, like, what's Britain's death toll up today? 5,000 or something? Something crazy. You know, something went wrong in Britain. Like, Like, I mean, I don't know what's going on over there, but to say, when you see this global thing going on, right, like, with, I mean, why would Russia be involved in a hoax or Iran? They wouldn't. Come on. You know, I mean, Russia's locked down now, right? I mean, Putin, they extended the lockdown over there because they got cases that are starting to tickle up a little. Not as much as us, but, you know, but like I said, I go back to the states. They all have to lock down. They all got to, because if everybody's not going to do it and Trump's not going to come out and make the states do it, then it's for nothing because it's just going to keep growing exponentially. You just, how can you open a country if you got other states not, you know what I mean, not going along with it? Mike, they got exemptions for, I mean, in Florida or Louisiana for some religious gatherings, and some states got florists. Exemptions for florists. I mean, come on. I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, so there's just, like I said yesterday, there's nobody on the same page with anything. It's a disaster in this country. But I mean, it's going to be worse than Italy. You know, I definitely see the numbers ticking up, and it's just, there's no organization. You know, like I said, Trump should come on the TV tonight and lock down the whole country. And the states need to lock down the cities and the towns. Look at what Cuomo had to do the other day. He had to shut the playgrounds down because people aren't abiding by, you know. And then they go home and they get their mom sick. And their mom goes out and gets somebody sick in the store. You know, I mean, some people want to think it's a joke. Wouldn't you rather? I mean, you got to look at it this way. Mate, what happens if it's not a hoax? You got to look at it that way. You want to take the chance?
I think that's probably the best way. I mean, there is absolutely no question that this thing is being overhyped. I mean, people are dying from, you know, other causes in much greater numbers than the coronavirus. But there is a virus out there. And, you know, the precautions that we're all taking are not only going to work against coronavirus, they're going to work against the regular seasonal flu. Now, I would be the first to say it's gone a little overboard here. You know, we're seeing our local grocery market is now closing in the cashiers in plexiglass and everybody's wearing masks and gloves. But there is a problem out there, and, you know, err on the side of caution is my advice.
Yeah, I mean, that's the trade-off. You give up a little, you know, freedom for security, and you get neither. We did that on 9/11, but this is a different beast, man. This thing is a nasty, this is a nasty thing you can't see, smell, and taste, you know, and you know what's sad about the whole thing, Mike? I go back to, we had the money we blew on wars, this empire.
Yes.
Where's the mask for the people? That's why I had to ask Paul. This ain't going to be over in 3 weeks, man, because there ain't no mask. There are hardly any PPEs. And people really don't realize that hospitals go through a lot of masks per day. They got to reuse stuff. You know, and Mike, if Steve Elkins calls, I'm just curious what he sees. I want people to call and let me know what they see in their city or their town. And I know he said his wife works in the hospital, what she sees. I just want people to call in what they see in their neck of the woods, you know, because what I'm seeing in New Jersey, you know, I'm seeing people, more people wearing masks, and, you know, nobody's running around scared or nothing, but I mean, like I said, every day I said, you got to be street smart about this. If you see somebody coughing in the aisle, zigzag away, you know, you don't want to take that chance, especially with, I don't know how many of your listeners have masks, but like I said, there's no mask to go around for the mass majority of people, which is sad. You know, I mean, you can't get the country back without that, right? Without mask and gloves, it's not happening. That's it.
Well, ultimately, eventually, you know, we're going to have to go through this this pandemic where people are, you know, we can't wear masks for the rest of our lives. And at some point, we're going to see the entire nation is going to have to basically be exposed at some point. Some will get sick, some won't show symptoms, and eventually it will pass. Dustin, we're going to let you go. We've got a whole bunch of phone calls waiting after we get back to the news words from our sponsor.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And right now they're having their White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing. And right now they're talking more about the economy than about people and illnesses. And I think they're beginning to realize that the damage done to the economy may be a bigger problem overall than the coronavirus itself. Let's go back to the phones here to Marina in Canada. Aloha, Marina. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Couple of things, if I may. In December, I called and I asked Canadian callers to tell me how they might have salvaged their RRSPs. Our RRSPs are equivalent to your 401k. And there was a couple of people from Ontario that called that mentioned or told me how they did it, like put it in GICs. And that is what I have done. And I will say that this was all signed and done and everything at the end of December, 30th of December. From 30th of December till now, I have, because of your callers, salvaged and avoided 27% loss. If I had to keep it on the market, like in TSX and Dow and all that, I would have by now lost 27% of my retirement money and I was able to avoid that. So thanks to your show, and thanks to the people that called in. And in their name, I'm going to make a $50 donation to you. It's coming out of my wallet into yours, but it's in on their behalf because they have given me such a fine information. When I did go to the bank, she tried to advise me against it, did pretty good job of trying to advise me against it. She said, I'm your financial advisor, and you're paying me for that, and I'm advising you to leave it where it is. Market goes up, yeah. Market goes down, but it'll always go up. And I did not listen to her, which worked out well for me.
Well, I think the old adage that the market is always going to continue going up right now is being tested. And yes, the market went up today, but if you look at the Dow, for example, over the last 2 months, you'll see that it's taken a major, major hit.
To me, it worked out 27% of my pension that I didn't lose. The second thing that I wanted to say, yes, thank you. The second thing I wanted to say was last week, Sebastian from Sweden called. They are not locked down like the rest of them, the rest of the world, just about. So I did a little bit of a statistic. I did some stats here. And I just wanted to tell you what the numbers that I have come up with. There's absolutely nothing wrong with my numbers. They are checked and checked again. The information is gotten from Worldometer, that they put out of how many cases per country, per population. The four countries that I picked are all in European Union. They all have between 10 and 11 million people, so they're fairly similar in population. The four countries that I chosen is, I mean, not really chosen. I wanted something that's very similar in population to Sweden. So the four countries are Sweden, Portugal, Czech Republic, and Greece. In the last 8 days, there has been increase in all of these countries in cases. Sweden, who's not locked up, has had 72% increase in cases. Portugal, who is locked up, has had 85% increase. Czech Republic, who is also locked up, has had 68% increase. And Greece, who's also locked up, has had 54% increase. If you just look at those numbers, 72% that Sweden has is a lot, but not nearly as much as Portugal, who is very much locked up. Where I come from, they're locked up as well. All of Europe is just about locked up except for Sweden. And if you look at those numbers, I'm not advocating one way or the other. I'm not saying that people should or should not be locked up. But just look at those numbers. And if you don't believe those numbers, do these stats yourself for the next, whatever, 3-4 days. It's pretty consistent. And the most surprising thing is that Portugal being locked up has 85% increase as opposed to Sweden, who's not locked up. So anyways, people are free to check that themselves.
It sounds to me like the lockdowns are a marginal benefit, and it's being done more to allow the government to say, hey, we're doing something about the problem, which as near as I can tell, looking at this coronavirus task force briefing, that's the government's top priority, is to at least look like they're doing something.
Well, is it really working? If you just look at Sweden and Portugal, is it working? I say not. If you look at Greece and Sweden, Greece having 54% increase in 8 days, and Sweden having 72% increase, the same amount of time. Yeah, there's a difference. But why is Portugal so much worse at being locked up? And just one more thing. Oh, yeah. People were talking while I was waiting. They were talking about Russia and all of that. I was born very close to that. The only thing that I'm afraid of is your government. Never did it occur to me that I should for any reason be afraid of Russian government. Very similar political system. Never was I afraid of them for any reason. And I've been here for a very long, in Canada for a long time too, right? But I did live there for 20 years. No fears there whatsoever. And the last thing that I wanted to say is I have worked in medical lab and in hospital and doing medicals for insurance companies since 89. So I have a fair amount of experience, medical experience and knowledge to know, I have enough to know that Steve Elkins has much more. I would really appreciate it if it was at all possible to have him as on your show for an hour. Let people phone in. Let them ask him questions. I have got so many questions. My doctor is useless. She tells me, yeah, just go on government website. If I wanted biased information, I could just watch news, right?
Yes.
It'll be just the same as the government information. I'll take what Elkins says way sooner than anything my doctor says or the government website or the news. So I think that would be a really good idea. You can see, and I can see, that your callers are constantly talking about Corona. There's many different opinions. There's so many questions. Like, I've worked with viruses since 89. This virus acts different than all the others. And, you know, what we had was mainly kind of stuff like herpes and hepatitis C and those kind of stuff. And like the stats for this virus, if they are true, they're different. And I don't know that they could be all that different. And we had blood breaking all over the place and dropping and breaking in centrifuges. And there was a protocol to follow. And as far as I know, nobody ever got sick. And now what? Like, there's something wrong with this virus. Either it's hyped or there's other stuff going on. So I think that would be a really good idea. People have questions. I myself have questions. He might be our best bet.
Well, we'll definitely have him on the show again. And, of course, he has his own show.
I looked. I tried to find his show. And all it wanted to show me was this gay person that died a long time ago. That's not who I want to speak to. What's the name of Elkins' show? Can you say?
I have to be very honest. I don't know the name of the show, but if you go to the republicbroadcasting.org, they have a list of the hosts. And if you click on the name of the host, it's got the information about their show and when it airs.
Can you phone in on that one as well?
Well, I'll tell you what, if Mike in the control room could get me that information, I'll mention it before the end of the broadcast today.
Perfect. All right. So that's all I had to say. And just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that the numbers for those four European countries that I have mentioned are absolutely and 100% correct. There's no disputing that. But the results are disputable. The results
It makes it look like all this lockdown nonsense really isn't all that effective. It's just being done to make it look like you're doing something.
Well, something's going on, but I can't really be sure as to what. When this is all over and done with, will be even better time to compare the countries. Like, I myself am doing it on a daily basis. But at that time, it'll be even more obvious as to where the truth possibly lies. All right.
All right.
Mike, thank you for your time.
Thank you for your call. Thank you for the information, especially about those four European countries. It does make it look like all this lockdown and plexiglass and 6 feet of separation. We already know the 6 feet of separation is not enough anyway. MIT says 27 feet. Mythbusters says 17 to 18 feet. And again, the surface transmission, there's no real minimum distance that you can do. If somebody touches an elevator button who's got the virus, you know, you can come along 10 minutes later, you know, and be a quarter of a mile away from that first person and still get infected. And again, going back to that Mythbusters program, they did this interesting little experiment where they rigged up Adam Savage with this little hidden tube. They hid it under the makeup, and it was dripping this invisible phosphorescent dye. And they just had a little dinner party there on the stage. And when it was all over, they turned on the ultraviolet light, and it showed how far that dye had spread, and it had contaminated everybody at the table. And the entire table and all the glassware and everything were all contaminated. So it looks to me, I mean, to me, that validates your observation about these four European countries, that all of this lockdown stuff really isn't going to be all that effective at stopping the spread of the virus. Anyway, we're going to go back to the phones here to John in Tennessee. Aloha, John. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, first, to be true to this, what I told the screener, what I've been seeing, well, not every morning, but a lot on the local Fox, you know, the Sinclair Broadcasting, is they keep putting up these quote-unquote reputable national polls saying Biden is leading Trump like 51% to 49%. I've seen it like three times, and I just burst out laughing every time. Because I remember back in the day, you know, something about the Kushners, you know, Kushner has a financial interest or something in Sinclair Broadcasting. And for them to put out these polls, there's no way in hell Joe Biden is a preferred candidate. And again, I have nothing to do with Trump. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. But honestly, there's just no way. I don't know why they would put that out there. I mean, remember all the polls said Hillary's going to win too? So it seems like
they had her like at 90% over Trump. And of course, the reality was somewhat different.
Yeah, but there's, I mean, like I said, there's no way, even if the left can't show Biden, or if Sean Hannity wants to show, you know, 7 full minutes of all his gaffes every single day the guy gets in front of a camera. I mean, he belongs in a nursing home. He's a falling down mental buffoon. There's no way in hell anybody would give him the job. But anyway, that's one thing. I actually think when Trump gets done with office, when he gets out of office, I think he's going to have a media empire. I think he knows, since going back to Ron Paul and the Tea Party, that there's an audience for what you guys do at RBN. There's an audience for just Patriot Network. And I think that might be where Trump goes. Because the whole fake news, they're all fake. Doesn't matter if it's Fox, they're all fake. And there's an appetite for people to watch. They're going to still watch TV, and they're going to want to hear their patriotic bias. And I think that might be where Trump goes when he gets out of office.
Well, I'll certainly send him a resume when that happens.
Yeah. And I don't want to pick up. Dustin needs to get a grip. I really think that this whole thing is a global financial meltdown. And if America was the fattest and the happiest and the biggest economic bubble and all that crap, then we have to shut down our economy the longest. And I really think that's all this is shut down the American economy for 2 months. And I don't know what the reset will be. I don't know if there'll be a new global reserve crisis. I have no idea. But I really think that's all this is. Because we, you know what I mean? It's just the debt, all that stuff. The whole world is run on credit. And maybe we're still going to be one of the biggest issuers of credit around the globe. But Dustin wants people call in. What do you see every day? Mike, I deliver medical supplies all over Nashville. I'm in 5-6 hospitals a day. The halls are empty. The healthcare workers are handing out masks. They're getting bored, sitting in a chair, playing on their phone, asking the six screening questions, and there's nobody in the hallway, and they're annoyed. So now we just got our stay-at-home order today from our Tennessee governor. And I'm going to tell you something right now, Mike. I went out to the gun store yesterday, and I bought a handgun. And you know what? When I got there was like 10 people outside. And I'm like, what, they put Obama back in office? What's going on here? But I knew I was watching the governor every day getting pressure to issue the stay-at-home order in Tennessee. I knew it was coming. And now he issued it. And I'm like, now, see?
Okay, well, John, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take a commercial break.
All right.
We've got three more phone calls. I'm going to try and jam them in the last segment of our program. You can let go.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRite today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We're going to try and fit in three final phone calls. Tom in Florida, what's on your mind today?
Yeah. Hello, yeah, Michael, good day. That lady caller that you had, Steve Elfing's on John Stadmiller show a lot. Maybe he might be on next hour. Michael, I want to ask you this. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. You're on the air.
Okay, Michael. I want to ask. I want to know what happened to Dustin last week. What did he have? Dustin was sick. What happened? Did he have food poisoning or something?
We don't know what he had. We don't know what he had, except that it wasn't the coronavirus.
Okay, so he might have had food poisoning or something, or who knows? Maybe Dustin. He should maybe think about donating some blood. Maybe his blood got the plasma that could kill the coronas. A lot of people, they say, have this special blood that the plasma in their blood can actually get rid of the coronavirus in a couple days. So maybe he can check that out. Maybe he's got the blood that can help a lot of people in New Jersey and New York get over the corona. So that's something to think about. But here's what I want to talk about, Michael. There's a few issues. First off, how many people are getting sick? And I would like to ask Dustin, maybe he can figure this out. And I'm going to tell him what's going on here in Florida with the stores and everything. The liquor stores are going off the chain, by the way. I mean, there's lines of people trying to go in there and get these liquor bottles. It's unbelievable. People, I've never seen people drink so much liquor. But I want to get back to Dustin. Dustin, by the way, I would like to know what's going on in Harlem and Newark. How many people are getting sick in Harlem and Newark? We're not hearing about that. How many people got the coronavirus in Harlem and Newark? Maybe you can find out for us. I can tell you in Florida here, the stores are all open. All the fast food restaurants stay open until 11 o'clock at night, and they close them down at 11. The other Publix and all the other supermarkets staying open until 10 at night. So all the stores are rolling. Like I said, I was out today. The liquor stores, I mean, there's lines going to these liquor stores. It's unbelievable. But here's what I want to ask you too, Michael. Look, there's a lot of things I want to get off my chest I would like to tell you about. What's going on? Did you see Tucker Carlson last night?
We have other callers waiting. Can you kind of wrap up?
Yeah, sure. Tucker Carlson last night, Michael. Listen, the Chinese don't care if they lose half their population, like I told you over a year ago. The general said that. Okay, now, we're looking at China. Tucker Carlson had it on last night about China. And today on the news, they said in China, they closed all the markets down, open markets, and sell dogs and cats. All over the news. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
You're not allowed to buy a dog or a cat now and eat it, take it home and cook it in China now. And I don't know the whole country, but a big portion of the country has been quarantined. They're quarantining the open markets for dogs and cats and bats or whatever else they're eating over there, rats. They're not leading you. In other words, you can't eat exotic foods, which is mainly dog and cat. I guess they're a big staple over there, all over all over the Asian countries. They eat a lot of dog and cat. So that's one thing. But Tucker had the senator on, Hawley from Missouri, and that guy was saying basically, this is a war, man. The Chinese want to crush us because you know what? They do the drip, 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 the old Chinese water torture. We'll wait you out 100 years or 2 years or 1 year, but we're going to take over your country economically and militarily. And that's what it's looking like to me. Like the one caller, your last caller is excellent. He's absolutely right. Like that last caller you had, the hospitals are empty.
Okay. Tom, I got to let you go. The music's playing. It's the end of the show, and my apologies to the callers who were sitting on hold. Please call back tomorrow. All right, stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. I cannot stress how important it is right now that we keep RBN on the air. We'll be back tomorrow with the lovely Lady Claire. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.